Purpose for reading. While you are reading, pay attention to the setting and how it affects the main character's actions and emotions. Reflect on the challenges she faces due to rules in society and her response to them. Ask yourself, what does this reveal about the character and her way of life? Excerpt from The Remarkable Journey of Coyote Sunrise by Dan Gemeinhardt. There were big days and there were small days, and there were bad days and there were good days, and I suppose I could pick any one of them for my once upon a time. But if I'm gonna be truthful, and truthful is something I always aim to be, then really there is only one best place to start this story. It all started with Ivan. Once upon a time, it was hot and I was sweaty. It was about 5 months before my 13th birthday, give or take. We were someplace in Oregon. Honestly, I don't even remember the name of the town, but I know it was on the dry, hot side of the state, away from the ocean. The whole world was so yellow and shining from the beating down sun that you had to squint no matter where you looked. The black top of the gas station parking lot radiated the heat right back up at you, so it felt like you were getting cooked from both sides. I suppose most barefoot people would have been hooting and hopping with that sizzling asphalt burning the bottoms of their feet, but my soles were used to it, and I walked along easy as you please. My t-shirt was stuck with sweat to my back. The braid that hung down nearly to my blue jean belt loop slapped wetly against it as I walked. The man behind the counter looked at my bare feet and started to say something. "Miss, you can't..." But I knew where he was going with it before he started. That tyrannical, no shoes, no shirt, no service rule is pretty darn universal in America's gas station convenience stores. I just waved at him and cut him off. "I know, I know," I said, and kept walking. "I'll only be a minute."